Welcome to the Book Club at 91.7, a show about writers and readers. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks to everyone who stopped by to say hello at the WVXU table at Books by the Banks last weekend. What a turnout for the Cincinnati USA Book Festival. Congratulations to the organizers and all the sponsors, and thanks to all the authors who spent time talking to readers of all ages. It was wonderful, a wonderful experience to see that books are still important in these digital screen-filled times. The mission of this radio show is to engage readers and writers and share that passion for books. I hope to bring you interesting and insightful interviews with authors and to hear about the books you're reading and that you love. So I encourage you to be part of this effort, either by calling our book club hotline, 513-352-9188, and answering our question of the month, or emailing us, book@wvxu.org, to let us know about an author you'd like to hear on the show, or about a book you've written. Or just keep up with us on the WVXU Facebook page by clicking on the Book Club tab. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Today, you'll be hearing from an author who has sold millions of books, and another who just recently released her first novel, plus an interview with an author suggested by one of our readers. So sit back and relax, or fluff up your pillow while the coffee's brewing, and enjoy the Book Club at 91.7. And thanks again for listening.
Is there a book or author you'd like to hear on the Book Club at 91.7? Or are you a local author with a book you'd like to share? Just email us. The address is easy to remember. book@wvxu.org. book@wvxu.org. We'll take your suggestions to heart and see what can be arranged. But remember, as Frank Zappa said, so many books, so little time. No promises, but we'll do the best we can. Drop us an email, book@wvxu.org. And thanks.
I'm Mark Purcell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Jan Caron to the Book Club. Her new Mitford novel is Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good, and this comes about nearly a decade after this New York Times bestselling author announced that The Light from Heaven would be the last book in her Mitford Years series. But now she's returned to that town of Mitford in North Carolina with more tales of its residents, and it's great to welcome Jan Caron to the Book Club. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Mark, and I'm so glad to be invited on a show named The Book Club. That's a great title.
Oh, thank you.
So you interview authors like this a lot, right?
Yes, I do, and readers as well. Because
oh, you interview readers, too? I love that idea.
Well, you are coming to Dayton at Books & Company for an appearance on October 25th at 7 o'clock. And I'm sure the first question many people ask is, well, it's been nearly a decade. Why did you decide to return to Mitford?
Well, gee whiz, I guess I just got homesick for it. I had never stopped writing in that interim at all. I took Father Tim, who is the main character, to Holly Springs, Mississippi, where he was born and grew up. He needed to resolve a lot of really very wounding issues in his early life. And then we took him to Ireland to look into his ancestral tree, if you will. But he actually ended up looking into somebody else's ancestral tree. Both books being wonderful, deep character issues for him. And then I decided, okay, we've traveled. We've gone away from Mitford. It's time to come home. And this is something that my readers ardently wanted me to do. My readers are very vocal. They tell me exactly what they want. Sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't, but they were right on this one.
Well, I half wondered, I think there was a line in the book that kind of struck me, that I half wondered, even though you hadn't retired, if you were like Father Tim and feeling a bit unsettled trying to hammer out what retirement is for, despite the fact that you were still working. Was that kind of a drive for Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good?
Well, I'm completely driven, actually. I'm very, very, very work committed. I mean, I love my work. It's a blessing for me to be able to write this particular series. And I don't want to stop doing it unless I absolutely have to. So actually, I'm not retired at all, and I'm older than Father Tim.
Well, I wanted to ask about your writing process, because you have so many fascinating characters throughout the Mitford series. I think I read somewhere over 700 different type
right.
of people or whatever. As an author, how do you keep track of all these storylines and characters?
It's really hard. What I would like to have is what comes often with our Bible. It's a concordance in the back of each book. I mean, when I need to find out what color somebody's eyes were, I can't remember all of those details. I have to go searching through the books. This is not fun. What did Buck Leaper drink? Was it gin or vodka? I cannot tell you, so I have to go looking for it. It's hard to keep track of all those small details, but amazingly, most of them are actually there, available in my brain computer when I need them. So,
Now, do you have a standard writing routine, or what is your mode of writing, I guess?
Mark, my life is so jealous of my writing life, my work life, that I have to, there is no standard procedure, no set time. I just have to do it when I can. For example, this morning was a wonderful time to work. It's been very rainy here, and I love rainy weather. And so I'm sitting down, I'm in about chapter 10 of the novel I'm working on now. And, of course, I need to do my phone interviews, which is exciting. I love doing these interviews. So then it'll take me about an hour to come down from the phone interviews and then go back to my computer. So that's just sort of the way my life works. It just is very much a part of my life.
I'm speaking with Jan Caron. Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good is her new Mitford novel, available where books are sold. You can learn more about Jan and the book at our website, wvxu.org. I wanted to ask, as you're going along with Father Tim and passing through life with him, how much you feel you grow as much as your characters do and through the writing process?
Well, that's a wonderful question. No one has asked me that. I like that question.
Oh, good.
Yes, if you were to read my first novel, At Home in Mitford, and then go directly to Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good, skipping over all the rest, I think you would see a very dramatic, I hope, improvement of skill, craft in my work. I've learned, for example, to stop using so many exclamation marks. You know, I would give anything to be able to go back and erase those, but anyway. Yes, my characters grow, and I grow. There are actually a few readers out there who don't want Father Tim to grow. They don't want to leave Mitford. They just want everything to be the same every time they go back. But, of course, that's not life at all. And what I do try to do, Mark, is replicate an authentic human life, a rather simple, ordinary human life for my readers.
I was curious. I grew up in my early years in North Carolina, of course, in the big city of Charlotte.
Me too.
So, you know, I have a feel for North Carolina, and as a matter of fact, my father lives up in the mountains of North Carolina, my mom down near Charlotte, and I travel to North Carolina quite often, and I see a lot of different towns in North Carolina reflected in Mitford. Do you have any mix of those North Carolina towns you're putting together with Mitford in mind?
Well, I use the name Charlotte quite often and love to poke fun at the Charlotte Observer.
And rightfully so.
And I've mentioned Winston-Salem and a few other towns, but Wesley, for example, is a fictitious name for Boone, which is near Blowing Rock, which is at least the location where Mitford would be situated. So there's a little of both real and not so real in terms of towns.
Well, being so familiar with the geography of North Carolina, I had wondered while reading the books, because sometimes you talk about going down to Hendersonville, and then you're talking about somebody getting flown to Winston-Salem, and trying to make my mind figure out where Mitford might be.
So. And they go over to Asheville in the book, Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good. There's a whole chapter situated in Asheville. So, yeah, I love my home state. I live in Virginia now. I'm proud to be a North Carolina woman. We talk different there, you know.
Well, and I wondered about that because that's one thing I've always been struck with when reading about Mitford is you don't really lean on the dialect, but at the same time, knowing the North Carolina dialect, that's kind of difficult to bring out in print.
Well, for me, I think, honestly, and I say this, I guess, perhaps without modesty at all, I think I get it right with the dialect. If nothing else, I get the dialect right because I grew up hearing it. It's music to my ears. I want it to be authentic. I read it aloud, and if it rings true, then it goes on the page. I also did that with my book set in Ireland. I spent time in Ireland listening very, very carefully to the wonderful speech there and tried to render that onto the page authentically because I don't want to embarrass anybody. I don't want to characterize any kind of speech pattern or culture. I want to just make it as real as I possibly can for the reader.
Now, as you go out and talk about Mitford with readers at bookstores or around the country, what question is most often asked about Father Tim and the crew?
Well, gee whiz, here's one I get all the time. And it's, will Father Tim die? One woman told me, I'm afraid to read your next book. He might die. And I must say to that, would you kill the goose that laid the golden egg?
True.
So, no, Father Tim is not going to die, and no, I am not Cynthia. So there you have it. In a nutshell.
That's good. In a nutshell. Well, I have to ask one of the standard questions we've begun to ask here on the book club of authors and readers alike is, what are you reading right now, Jan Caron?
You've caught me out. You see, I'm trying to read Unbroken. I'm trying. I mean, but listen, I'm so busy. I'm promoting Somewhere Safe. I'm getting ready to go on the second leg of my book tour. I'm doing phone interviews with nice people like you. So honestly, I'm hardly reading anything at all, but trying to read Unbroken.
Okay. Well, Jan Caron, thank you for being on the Book Club at 91.7. Appreciate
it. I'm honored to be here.
Jan Caron, her new book is Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good, and it has a great line in the book about one of the characters thinking, that was his favorite thing about books. They took you off to other people's lives and places, but you could still sit in your own chair by the oil heater, warm as a mouse in a churn. Ain't it true? Ain't it true? Thanks again, Jan. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Jan Caron will be in Dayton making a visit at Books & Company in the Green Shopping Center Friday, October 25th at 7 o'clock. Details about that visit and more at WVXU.org. It's the Book Club at 91.7. Still to come this morning on the Book Club at 91.7, Cincinnati writer Tamara Lenz-Minty talks about her first novel, The Boy at the Museum, set in Cincinnati in the 1830s. That's coming up in about 15 minutes.